Well, Merry Christmas, Mike, Rob, and Josh. May your holiday be filled with all the peace, love, and warmth of the season. And maybe, just maybe, a little snow on Christmas morning.
Oh, I think it's marvelous. Some of it really fine.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
I figured out what I don't like about the fake Bing, the AI Bing.
What's that?
And maybe just it's he says baby.
You want to hear? Can we hear that again?
Let's analyze it.
All right, very good. Here's AI Bing on the Mike O'Mara Show.
AI Bing.
AI Bing, Mike.
That's my when I wrote my novels in the 80s.
But they were murder mysteries, weren't they?
Yeah, but the AI Bing series.
Well, Merry Christmas, Mike, Rob, and Josh.
I have to wait for
May
it.
Your holiday be filled with all the peace, love, and warmth of the season. And maybe, just maybe,
baby.
On Christmas
it is.
Morning.
It's, you're right. Maybe, just baby. Yeah. That's the AI flaw.
That is the AI flaw. You know what? He sounds like they might have sampled it from when Bing had a bit of a head cold.
Boo.
Just hey. Baby.
Baby, just baby. But I'm trying to do an impression of Bing Crosby with a head cold right now. Bye, big. The bye. Christmas. All right, we have to start.
Bing Crosby and Bob Hope on the road to urgent care.
We're on the road to the hospital. So I have to start the show today.
Right on.
With our man, Mr. Soroka, who I believe, and I'm getting the general quote of what, the gist of what he said yesterday.
Yes.
When I finished watching this film, I said to myself, Mike would like that.
Well, and was I correct?
Well, of course you were correct, but yeah. You know, but at the same time, look, I don't think, I don't know where to begin with this. We're talking about a film that's on Netflix right now, starring the very sultry, extraordinarily fit Megan Fox.
And if you think for some reason we are like chasing down some sort of weird niche of television programming, it was the number two movie on Netflix last night. I mean, it's
exactly.
A big deal. So
subservience.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Subservience. And I just don't know. I don't know where to begin. Because I really have to say that throughout watching this, like from the beginning through the middle, through the end, I was like, all just kept ringing in my head, Justin, Michael like this. And he's right. And Carla's sitting next to me and we're watching this. And I know it's crap. And I know it,
I'm all in,
like from the beginning to the end. It was complete. And by the way, here's when you know you've got a titillating film.
Okay.
When your wife is in another room doing whatever she was doing. I think she had a business call for one of her clients.
Mm-hmm.
And she came out and I paused it. And I was trying. And of course she comes from her business conversation at the moment, the sexual pinnacle of the film where he gets jiggy with the robot.
Yes.
Right then. You know, and I couldn't even, which means I'm going to have to go back and watch it again. But here it is.
Mike, for the good of the show and for all of America, allow me to say thank you for taking the time to watch the movie a second time.
I'll go and do it.
Good. Attaboy.
All right. The movie is Subservience. It is the story of a robotic world where everybody has these humanoid
Sims.
Android Sims.
Yeah.
And they... the gist of the story could not be a simpler plot. Man has two children, overwhelmed. Wife is in the hospital waiting for a heart transplant.
And
he's over his head, and he needs to hire one of these robots. And, of course, the robot is the steamy hot Megan Fox.
There didn't seem to be a lot of bad-looking robots as you go progress. The one guy who yelled at her.
You know, would you design a robot about to be unattractive? There is that old guy.
Yeah,
robot,
that's what I was going to say. He's dashing in a way. Yeah.
Oh, we'll get to you later. He's dashing in a way.
Yeah, I mean, what if you're an older lady?
What if you're an older lady? That's what I want.
Mike, an older lady must have hair to function. I can never be an older lady.
It is really sometimes I have to get away. You have to get out of my way for this. I have to stop thinking about Rob thinking that particular character
was dashing.
Well, I'm
saying, Mike, there's a type of person for everything. And he was, you have to admit, he was well-groomed, well-heeled. There is an audience for that.
Would he be attractive to older ladies, or was he attractive to you?
Not to me.
Well, you said he was attractive. I thought he
am secure enough.
He looked like a fat character actor is what he looked like, Rob, and I think maybe that's attractive to you.
Well, the job is attractive to me. Are they hiring?
Getting back to the movie.
I think he's just a comforting design. So
maybe.
any kid is comfortable with that. Could be my grandfather.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing. He buys Megan Fox to be his in-house nanny because his daughter likes her.
Yeah.
And so, you know, right away, all the guys out there that are watching this, immediately, what are you thinking? Is it when is he going to have sex with
exactly.
the robot? Is the mm-hmm. robot capable of having sex? Well, you find that out in the movie.
Well, I think they kind of get get vague at that point, because as soon as he says he'll take her, the salesman of the Sims starts offering upgrades. He upsells him. And mm-hmm. so they sort of fade away from that. I'm guessing there is a sexual upgrade that he probably got. That's what
I think. Since the first upgrade offered was massage feature.
Yeah,
yes,
I remember
that. Yes, the massage feature. And look.
But they all come with cooking and cleaning.
But what I'm hearing throughout this film,
yes,
which was would the best review of this film be just good enough to be highly entertaining?
I would say agreeable time filler.
Agreeable time filler.
Yes.
No desire whatsoever to watch, check, or turn it off.
No,
I'm like,
I think
I know what's going to happen. It's a very simple plot.
Now, Mike, we had a similar situation in that Carrie was also in the room while I was watching it, but she was knee-deep in her phone.
Yeah.
And so she was just peeping up and looking and making snide comments. I don't think the movie appealed to her as much as it appealed to me.
It's a guy's movie.
Okay.
It's a completely a guy's movie.
Not even when the dashing guy came in. Carrie still didn't like it.
By the way, we will have Megan Fox news in the news.
Oh, excellent. So,
I didn't plan that. I didn't plan it that way. But
it's just a perfect Netflix. It's there. I don't have to do anything movie.
But while I'm watching every scene, you know,
you're hearing me.
I'm hearing your voice going, Michael, like this. And I'm like, because he's right. There's nothing wrong about it. He's mm-hmm. completely correct in this. But I'm saying at the same time, I just can't. You know, because we've been with Josh, what, about 8 months now?
Yeah.
About 8 months. And it's still, what does he think of me? And I'm like, I picture Josh watching this movie and maybe shaking his head a little bit and then going, Michael, like this.
Yeah. Did you think in your head, as I did, that it wasn't exactly a great fit for Josh? I don't know.
I did. Yeah, because I picture John. You and I probably have the same impression of Josh,
right?
But I think Josh has demonstrated his he's comfortable with his duality.
He is.
All right.
He is.
He's
but
comfortable
with the
church work and the church camp, and then supporting his guy in politics, and he's probably also, you know, he likes this show. This show can be a naughty show.
Well, that's what he says. I just expected him going to Netflix and watching like a Haul Out the Holly Part 2. I know that he likes bad Christmas movies, as I do, but this just seemed my thought was,
you picture him watching a holiday movie with Kristen Chenoweth.
Yeah, I think that would be great, and Lacey Chabert. I think it was
Lacey Chabert. I have to see her now. Lacey Chabert.
She was the little kid on. She was the little kid on Party of Five 25 years ago, but now she's aged and she's just the lady that does Hallmark movies. That's all she does.
Oh, it's the hot frosty lady.
Yeah, well, she's in that and a million others, yeah.
Okay, so Lacey Chabert. I do not know this Lacey Chabert. I'll probably
You'll recognize her when I see her. Did you watch the movie, what was the movie? Can't Hardly Wait in the 90s?
No.
No, you didn't? Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay, she was in that as sort of a parody of her sister on Party of Five. But okay. I think you'll recognize Chabert on the zoo.
All right, here we go. There she is. Not really.
She's in all those movies, though. She's kind of like a child actress look to her. Yeah, right? she never shook that as a grown up. Yeah.
I watched that movie and still don't recognize her.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't know. But Rob has filed her away.
Well, Party of Five was a great sandwich show with, it would be right next to, I think it was right next to Melrose Place back in the day. So it was a good 2-hour block. So even though it was a very maudlin show, I always watched it. So that's where I know her from.
Maybe a little of the JLH look too that she's got, just a tiny bit.
Yeah.
You like so bad. That's the way it is. But getting back to this movie.
Classic JLH, not so much the current JLH.
You know, when you look at all the streaming services that are available, I think that I would say that probably still the clear leader for generating new content is the flicks of net.
Yeah. Every time you click on, there's something.
When you go through, I will give you the Apple streaming service, which has the same crap on their homepage that they've had for like 8 years. I get it. You have the morning show. How about a new episode of the morning show? Please.
Well, I think Apple does really well with television shows. Not so much movies.
But that's true.
They had Ted Lasso, Mike. That was sort of a game changer.
But even that, when was that, Rob? And when was the last morning show episode? What I'm saying is, come on now.
But step it up a little bit. Right now, my favorite show is Shrinkin' over on Apple TV.
Is that Ted Danson?
Yeah.
No, that's Harrison Ford and...
Mike has a phone call. It's Harrison Ford and the guy from
The guy from a bunch of comedies.
Yes, Sarah Marshall. Oh God, what is his name? He was in
Jason Segel.
That's it. Thank you, Mike. Everything okay?
Yes.
Sometimes I wonder about the
people. It's great when you silence it and then he still spotlights it.
I like Mike that the people in your inner circle are not yet aware when you record. It's the only thing that I think it fascinates me.
But that's a great show over on Apple. The Ted Danson show is Man on the Inside, and that's on Netflix.
Oh, yeah, that's where he's like an undercover guy in an old folks' home.
I watched that as well.
Yeah.
In the past
and week. By the way, his name is Ted Danson, not Tim Dancing, and that's just not an affectation of what Josh is saying.
Here it is. When you talk about the idea of robotics, I think that we are smart enough as a society to realize that, art imitates life, and that a fictional situation could very, very easily be real when you talk about the progress that's being made with robotics.
Yeah.
And it also begs the question, I think the idea of having robots take care of our tasks. Right now, robotic surgeries, robots make cars now.
Yep.
It's not a human thing. Uh-huh. You get a lot of cars making robots. I think the idea, perhaps to a lot of people, would be appealing to have a robot that never sleeps, that can do all the household tasks that we don't want to do. And I think that'd be a wonderful thing. I think that would be a
but
very,
Mike,
very
there
cool
was
thing.
Such mayhem introduced into his life by the robot, all because he wanted her to watch Casablanca.
Yeah, but the trite plot line is always that they get emotions, they feel, and suddenly they become evil, or they take the prime directive, which is make my boss happy, and they take it to the nth degree where, who knows?
Isn't it amazing how she could heal?
Well, did you like that scene where she healed? That's probably my favorite scene.
It was really surprising. I like
because
that.
Because that's the first scene you see Megan Fox and what she has.
She's 82 now, Mike.
You can give all the credit in the world to silicone, and that's fine. But silicone does not make those abs.
You're right.
That Megan Fox has. And Megan Fox is, in my humble opinion, at the pinnacle of her fitness level doing this film. and she's impossible to take your eyes off. Just from that standpoint alone. Yeah. I think the plastic surgery, she looks like she's had every kind of filler known to mankind. She's got the lips. She's got the cheeks. She's got that. How old is Megan Fox? Is she probably 40, 45?
I bet she's like 38 or 39.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right.
Mike, and also my question for you. 38. My question for you is, just take all the sexuality and everything, just from a movie standpoint, didn't it seem like it had a place to end like three times?
Yeah,
and
it kept, did.
I thought it was over, and I looked up, and there was 28 minutes left.
I was glad that it kept going, because I wanted more. I wanted more. That's the idea with that.
I thought it was an interesting, and they didn't touch on it a whole lot, but the concept of these robots are replacing all these human employees.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think that's an interesting way they could have gone with the movie.
And
if
I
they
think
didn't want
that's
to go down
what,
the sex route.
I think that's what people will... You know, think about jobs, bridge workers, high-rise workers.
Escorts.
That are,
professional escorts, Mike.
High-end escorts.
High-end escorts. The kind that don't advertise on flyers, I'm talking here.
Would I be out of line saying that many men, the fantasy of having a robot concubine that would be, you know, in the house... and available would be something that probably men would not shy away from.
Only if you paid for the upgrade. Because if you...
The massage upgrade?
Well, I don't know if that's the upgrade you want, because there's other ones that can give you the worst burns.
The silicone upgrade.
Yeah, the silicone upgrade. Exactly.
The saline upgrade. That's we're not far away from that.
No,
remember
you're
that
right.
guy? Who's that dude that came in years ago on the podcast that brought the love dolls,
the fake love dolls, but he had built them very. I always thought
they had no robotic quality to them.
They talk.
Right?
No, but you combine that with what Elon's doing with his Tesla robots.
That's right.
Yes.
And Teddy Ruxpin.
But isn't also Japan kind of ahead of the curve when it comes to humanoid looking, creatures that walk around and have that kind of look? I'm always seeing that on my feed. I'm seeing like robot.
I wonder what you click on, Mike. Just curious.
I click on everything, Rob. I click on everything.
I know.
You see the Japanese girls in the like the anime.
Maybe
skirts
you see
riding
that.
A
sure.
bicycle. Or
I have
something
no problem
like
with
that.
You seeing
Never
it.
Seen
I,
that.
There are there. I've seen on my feed. There are street performers in Japan that look like robots. If you put in the search engine, street performer robots Japan, that these women in particular come out and they're walking along the street and they pretend to be robots, and then you've got the real robots. Yes.
So this is what's on your feed. I'm getting pictures of Hedy Lamarr from 1940, and you're getting sex robots walking the street
of Tokyo.
Well,
we'll talk about your testosterone level at a certain point. I want to find out from you if it's ever been checked. That's another thing I put on the show today. Because at one point during the show, I forgot what you were talking about. You know, were you like, that's right, Mike. I'm not manly like you are. Something like that, where you were, and that was a very kind of, you know,
was it hurtful?
No, it was just a kind of, it was the way you. We've always discussed the way you bust balls is a little different. You know, it was kind of a Rip Taylor-y.
Thank you, Mike. The late Rip Taylor. I will not get a Christmas card from him this year.
That's the only name I could pull.
But you know what? It works. It does work.
Is this one of your robots?
Let me see. Yeah. There we go. Is it in Japan? Yeah, it's in Japan.
Yeah, it's terrific.
See if you can find more.
Yeah, see if you can find more and send them to Mike privately.
No. That's a child. I don't look. That's not the exact one I've seen. There are other ones.
Keep digging.
It's a weird show. There are other ones that are interesting as
like Japanese grandmothers?
No, they are, I think, in that country, in that culture, they are obsessed with human-looking robots. I think they're much more so than we are in this country. But everybody's fascinated with robots.
Yeah, well, I mean, right? there's the fear also that of...
Well, that's the plot line of every movie, right, where they take
over
the world.
No, I mean, there are people like I used to be horribly afraid of wax museums because there is a brain system when something is almost exactly right, but it isn't. Mm-hmm. It messes with your head. So I guess they're trying to find perfection there, and it all involves them looking like a cartoon that Matt Bloom would watch.
If you get another one up there,
right away, please.
Are you having any luck with these? Because
yeah, I've got a whole page of them.
There we are. Great. We are. So this is going to be fun. We're going to look at the humans pretending
can,
to be
can we rate them, Mike?
Can we what?
I'm trying
rate
to figure
them.
Out
rate.
Which one.
Oh, rate okay. with a T.
You
yes.
scared me for a second.
No.
Rob.
I'm
trying to figure out which ones would be on Mike's feed.
All right, let's see. I'll tell you. That's a good example of one of them right there.
That's a good
see?
Example of a nightmare. It's a robot server
oh,
in a cafe.
Yeah. That might be Korea, too. That might be Korea because it looks like, look, that's pretty amazing. I've never seen that one.
Oh,
I've never seen
like that
one. I know.
Like
this is like your wax museum.
Yeah.
Here.
I got but over they, wax museums, but now they're walking and talking. I don't
but
like
you see
that.
You see my point, right?
Yes.
That they don't do that. You don't see that in the United States that much. You see people do the dancing,
very, Mike,
right?
It's very big. It's very big in Iowa. The flyover states are really
Steve Bridges robot. This is the last time we talked to that dude. God. Hi, Steve.
We got to get
still
him
on that station.
Yes, we are. I spoke to him this week. As a matter of fact, he has a little something coming in the mail that will cheer him up no end.
Cheer him up? Or oh, from him.
Yeah.
That doesn't look robotic.
No, I give her a 2 out of
Can
10.
We see that again? Yeah.
And Mike, you need to rate that performance. I give
10.
It a 2. You give
Hold
it a 10. Okay.
You see, there we are. There's the difference right
My
there.
My problem going through these videos is they mostly look like little kids.
Oh, no. No, they
shouldn't.
They're
not the
Maybe
ones
that's,
that you're running into.
Mike, that All might right. be a part of it. They might like that youthful look in Japan.
How about this? Put in this on your search engine.
Mike All O'Mara, right. robot.
Japan robot babes.
Boy, that came to you awful quickly.
Shut up, Rob.
Almost if you knew the trigger words, ready to go.
It's not like I went looking for it. This is Facebook stuff, usually, that comes my way.
My name
That's
is
where I get the land of weird.
Mike yeah. O's surveillance. Or subservience, sorry. Not surveillance,
Do you
but
find
that, too.
That, what are they called, reels on Facebook? Is that what they're called? The reels, little shorts?
Yeah.
Video shorts?
Yeah.
Do you find that you'll be cruising along, interesting, funny, and then suddenly something wildly inappropriate will pop up?
Mm-hmm.
Does that happen on your feed?
Yeah, I think they're baiting you to click on it to take you to that level of the dark web.
Yeah, and when you do, you get more.
You do.
Found that
and
out
it's too. Almost like you can't shake it off. It's like walking through the forest, Mike, and coming back covered with chiggers and and hitchhikers. I got a burr.
This search is not appropriate for us to put on the screen.
Oh, no. Oh,
and
really?
You may want to burn that computer just for fun. Yeah.
Are you tubing it? Are you YouTubing it?
Yeah, it's Google.
Okay. Go to YouTube and ask for
it. Oh, isn't that the same thing?
Not really.
Not necessarily.
It's
go to
not at all.
Go to ScrewTube.
Right, go, so go, we'll... Japanese, female Japanese
babe.
Robot.
No, put in babe.
Female Japanese robot humans.
Attractive. Titillating babes.
Shut up. Don't put titillating in there. You'll get the wildly inappropriate stuff that we
no,
always have.
No, if you put in titillating, you'll probably
Let
find stuff geared
with
for old
With your fear
people.
Of wax museums and all that, would you not be curious about having a robot working in your home to take care of all the tasks that
yeah,
we do
I'd love
not
that,
like?
But it doesn't need to be humanoid. It could just be like a robot, like Rosie from the Jetsons. I mean,
wouldn't you like her to be attractive?
To what end? I'm not going to bone it, so why does it matter?
Because it's pleasant to look at.
Eh,
and what if Carla had, like, her own, you know, Ken doll?
Oh, I thought you were going to do, like, a Carla doll that you could sell to Dirk.
No, I mean,
Carla robot.
No, but you have, like, the Megan Fox. Why are you acting like it's this foreign concept all of a sudden?
It's not a foreign concept, but you asked me what I'd like. If I were to have a robot, I would have a robot.
I think you need testosterone therapy.
Mike, you'll be shocked to know that I have been tested and my testosterone is fine.
I don't believe you.
Well, then that is your cross to bear.
When was the last time you had it tested?
6 months ago, I believe. This morning. Mike,
this morning.
I pee in the cup every day.
I had
day.
It tested this morning. All right, come on, Josh. Do we have anything we can play? Is there anything we can play, the whole tray?
I'm finding stuff. It's mostly like videos talking about how this is what they're working on, and and nothing. Damn. Nothing good looking.
See, yeah, I don't need, Mike, if I were to have a maid, I don't need it to look like a real doll. I want the, if I just want a robot that does stuff.
And I don't want a doll. I want it to look like a human being.
That's, well, a real doll
you
does
wouldn't
look
like
a human
have
being.
You wouldn't like to have a sexy maid walking around the house?
Could I get it to look like the dashing man?
The guy with the mustache?
That's the fellow. No, Mike, I don't want a sexy fake maid. Now, if I had a sexy real maid, maybe.
Oh, now, see, that's inappropriate.
Is it?
Yes.
It's no different than what you're saying. It's no different than what you're saying.
It's totally different.
No,
it's
if you,
a,
if you respect
her. What are you talking about, you sicko?
No, no. If you respect her and you treat her well, then you might as well have Yvette in the French outfit because you're not going to do anything to her, and she's nice to look at, and it's not a robot.
Yeah, but that's it's a person, and it makes it much more creepy.
Is it? I don't know. Yeah. I think having a robot in your house that you're ultimately going to have relations with is pretty creepy on its own.
But it's there should be no real.
Can you send Yvette out to the garage, please? I'm wearing my jeans.
In this movie, the wife makes his stand in the garage, which I thought was fun.
Facing that was the wall too.
By the way, there is also the undercurrent with all these robotics that we see. Always the undercurrent of danger. There's always the they have
the go crazy,
know,
yeah.
And they gave the Megan Fox had the superhuman strength also.
I liked that. You know, I liked the superhuman strength, and that was one point that when Carrie checked in towards the end, she says she can't hold that door.
By the way,
she's got robot strength. Of course,
maybe
she can.
We could find a trailer or a clip from Subservience because it's. We're doing an awful lot of chatting about it. We're certainly promoting the film.
Yeah.
And I think we all enjoyed it.
This will definitely Netflix will see a bump in sales after today's show because we are certainly.
not that they need our help at all.
Not at all. But yeah, I liked the movie very much. I thought it was very agreeable, especially after a series of bad Christmas movies. It's certainly not a Christmas movie.
And that's where it hit me.
Mm-hmm.
After that hot, frosty mess.
Yes.
And the Jack Black
Christmas
and
Biltmore
movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just watching bad Christmas movies, and then this came on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And here is the trailer.
Okay, thank you.
Here we go.
This is Subservience. Cobalt Industries. Life simplified.
Daddy, look how real they are.
Our brand new series.
There she is.
The most sophisticated AI on the planet.
Thank you, Mike.
Daddy, can we get her, please?
Think about your family. About Maggie.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. This is the world now.
There she is. She's home.
What have you done to my heart?
Should I prepare
Megan.
Dinner? Not the same as Mom's. Suffering is not productive, Nick. I can help you.
Yeah,
look
at that. A little dark. Uh-oh. He's upset now. He's done it now.
Yeah, can't take that back.
Alice, I have a wife.
Ah, Alice is back home.
With your medication.
No, Alice is the robot.
Oh, okay.
Maggie.
Imagine how upset Nick would be if you die.
She's in your home, Rob.
What's wrong?
She won't live long, Nick, but I figured out a solution.
She's in your head.
You do so
and vice versa.
Let me do this for you.
What a perfect vehicle for her. She's in control. There's the guy.
There's the dashing guy, yeah.
But we didn't stop it. The things we've been doing.
All right, that's enough. That's enough. We've seen enough. That's
Mike,
our,
I'd like to audition for Subservience 2, okay?
Yeah.
Hello. You have to think of your wife. She's got a faulty heart. So, and make sure if you head down to the plant, don't kill anybody with bolt cutters, please.
If you were picking a movie for Megan Fox, that is absolutely. That's why certain people have careers with legs and other people don't.
You see,
that is perfect for her.
No, I think what she needs is a movie like Funny Girl, where she plays the young Fanny Bryce.
God, do you always have to go back to Barbara Streisand?
Mike, I'd never bring
queen.
Up Streisand. And you know what? You had to on that
Not
joke.
Not that there's anything
far,
wrong with being a queen.
Thank you.
All.
This is the type of stuff she gets cast in. She was in that Jennifer's Body movie years ago.
Yeah, she knows. She knows. If you know your niche, I think it's fantastic. I think it's really, really good. Like, my niche that I'm evolving into here at home is I'm the robot.
Really?
I'm a robot. I am slowly,
do you
but
come
surely,
up and say,
Carla, being unhappy is not productive?
I am becoming the homemaker. I am becoming the homemaker.
It's
She's
a good
working
thing to
harder.
Be. It's a great and, thing to be.
Yeah.
You know, it'll ensure that your house is always up to your standards.
I don't necessarily have high standards. I have a high standard for the kitchen sink in the morning.
See, there you go. Even that's huge.
But I'm doing it, and I do it every morning now.
Uh-huh.
I do it every morning. I make coffee. I get up. I clean the kitchen. That's the first task that I do. And usually there's a sink
why is
full.
It, why does the sink and why is the kitchen not clean from the night before already? Shouldn't it be clean before you go to bed?
Not in our house. We usually kind of repair to the living room.
Do you have a lot of
first
rats?
Thing in the morning? No, you're indicating that I have an unkempt home, and that's not. It just waits.
How much spaghetti is stuck to your ceiling?
It's like midnight snacks.
Were you at home last night? I made spaghetti in a pot last night. I cooked.
Like, I know you
last night.
Yeah,
I cooked and I made the dinner and then I cleaned up this morning and I said. On my show prep, I wrote down, I am the homemaker. I am becoming trained to be. And I said, do you think I'm a good homemaker? She said, you're not well trained yet. So
is she going to train you?
The one thing I will probably not deal with is laundry. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't deal with it.
I do my own.
I can't deal with that. You are. We've already established that you are the woman of the house. You know, we've already established
at certain
that
times,
you,
yes.
Yeah, I mean, and that's a sexist comment, I suppose. But I think that you do laundry. You
I do my
cooking.
Own laundry.
Do you do her laundry?
No.
It's, oh,
we
so you
split
both do your laundry? Well, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of the luxuries I have at home. Who does the laundry in your house, Josh?
Mostly her.
There you go.
But I end up sorting and putting a lot away.
Do you ever take time, Josh, to pray over the laundry before it gets done?
No.
He was mocking your religion right
no,
there.
I
isn't that terrible? He's going to go to hell for that.
Well, you know what? I'll see you. I'll save you a seat. That. How about that?
No. But I don't I feel I'm evolving into this role a little bit and it's not
when she said you're
for me.
When you're poorly trained, does she think she is going to train you because
she believes that I
exceptional?
Probably she would be very happy if I took on more of those tasks. And
if
I've also read many multiple articles
right.
that indicate that is a relationship-enhancing activity when partners share household duties. I believe that.
When
I think
she did the duties, yeah. Mike, was she exceptional at it? That she would Carla rate as someone who could train you?
Carla's laundry skills are phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Her laundry,
especially sauce. Since she started using laundry sauce.
Laundry sauce is a big part of it. It's right mm-hmm. out there in the laundry room right now. I really like it. But I will also say that thank you for plugging the sponsor. But I have evolved into this kitchen thing and mm-hmm. always liked occasionally to cook. But last night, we are in a situation down here. And I think everybody can relate to this with the inflation climate. That last night... Carla was working. She was going to pick Michael up. I was picking Michael up at school.
At the workhouse.
And at the orphanage. And I don't know why I said that. And
sad.
Michael, after Michael said, I'm going to be done with my appointment, she had an appointment. And I said, she said, I'll be finishing at the same time you're picking Michael. Let's go out to dinner. And then we went through in our heads. I know everybody can relate to this. We went through in our heads the list of options. Dining options for down here, and as we go through this inflationary period, more and more and more, it becomes: is there anything really that's worth it?
No.
Is there anything really that's so special? And I said, I'll make if you can stop by the grocery store when I'm picking Michael up, I'll make the spaghetti in a pot thing. And we were sitting there at the end of that and said to ourselves, that was so much better than going out for crap. That you're going to overpay for,
yeah.
which is where it is right now. And I think that I'm not, believe me, I love going out to eat as much as the next guy. But more and more, it seems like when you get a bill at some flop house and
staggering.
You're looking at that and go, why did I pay for that just to sit down and have somebody bring it to my table? That's kind of the attitude. I don't know if I'm alone in that or not.
No.
I don't know if I'm...
No.
And the price of everything has gone up.
Yep,
it has. And service has gone down.
Yeah, it has. It has. So it's
I ordered a large pizza, nothing fancy. Pepperoni, extra cheese pizza. I think it was $30. And that's insane.
That's ridiculous.
It's totally insane. It's totally insane. It's pushing people out of, and these are, make no mistake about it, you don't blame the restaurants for this. I was in that racket too. What you blame, the giant middlemen. Take a look at those U.S. Foods trucks. Look at the Sysco trucks.
Ah,
they're
Sysco,
the ones
Mike,
that are, they're printing it, boys.
If you need cherry pie filling, you go to Sysco. They will
Sysco,
hook
baby.
You up.
Absolutely.
Hot dogs by the thousand, they'll hook
it's
you
why,
up.
It's why eventually we will have good-looking female robots in the house making food you can eat.
Thank I hope you. It's good That's food. I hope it's good food. That. That's all
Thank
I have
you.
To say.
Thank you. I do too. I think it will be. I think it because the robots will be trained to do that. I
Can
think
they
I'm
make
very
soup?
Excited about it. Sure, Rob. They'll make a nice soup for
a
you.
A cabbage soup?
A cabbage soup. Do we have a promo coming up
We
next,
have a
by
promo coming up that will thrill and delight you. And after that, Mike, we are going to actually visit your tidbits.
We'll be right back.
We're going to talk about fruitcakes.
The holidays just aren't the holidays without the wonderfulness of a Spiewak family fruitcake.
Christmas without fruitcake is like St. Sigmund's Day without the headless boy.
They're not for sale this year, but you can still get one.
I'm so excited right now, I'm sporting a Yule log.
Or if you want to feel extra saucy and just claim it for your own, click the Buy It Now button at the store at MikeOmarishShow.com.
That's where you just C-block everybody that's bidding.
Bid now and bid often. And don't forget, when you give, they get. A portion of the proceeds benefit the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society.
That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Only from the show that makes you feel merry this holiday season and all year long.
The Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you. Hey, what are your goals for the upcoming holiday season? International travel? Connecting with family and friends? Remember, learning a new language can mean meaningful conversations and cultural appreciation. Can you imagine chatting with your relatives from the old country in their native tongue? You can do it. You simply need Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users. They offer 25 languages, Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish, plus the built-in True Accent feature, you know I love this, gives you feedback on your pronunciation. I mean, this is meant for me. I love it so much. It's like having a personal trainer for your dialect. Rosetta Stone is also an amazing value, a lifetime membership that offers lifetime access to all that Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. It's a steal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a short time, TMOS listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership holiday special. This offer will not last long. Visit rosettastone.com/today. Listen, that's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your holiday offer at rosettastone.com/today. Do it for yourself or as a gift that keeps on giving, ladies and gentlemen. Ho, ho, ho. It's a short Christmas season this year, so if you haven't started your holiday shopping yet, don't panic. We have the solution for you, ladies and gentlemen. It's the secret source for incredible original gifts, and that's Uncommon Goods. They've got unique hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list. I love this place. All in one spot. Somehow they know exactly the perfect gift for every single person you know. So skip the gifts that scream last minute and find something truly original at uncommongoods.com. From holiday host gifts to the coolest finds for kids to awesome stuff for any team, Uncommon Goods has something for everyone. Plus, with every purchase, Uncommon Goods gives back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So make some merry this holiday season with Uncommon Goods. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/TMOS. That's uncommongoods.com/TMOS for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Whether you're starting or scaling your company's security program, demonstrating top-notch security practices and establishing trust is more important than ever. Vanta automates compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more, saving you time and money while helping you build customer trust. Plus, you can streamline security reviews by automating questionnaires and demonstrating your security posture with a customer-facing trust center, all powered by Vanta AI. Over 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, Flow Health, and Quora use Vanta to manage risk and prove security in real time. Get $1,000 off Vanta when you go to vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off.
Thank you very much. Hey, if you love a little glass of something in the evening, but you hate waking up with that awful cloudy head, I've got just the thing. I'm talking about Soul's Out of Office Microdosed THC Gummies. Did you know that you can buy hemp-derived THC products legally anywhere in the U.S. through our partner, Soul, S-O-U-L? Soul's new out-of-office gummies are perfectly microdosed with hemp-derived THC and CBD to give any day that chilling on-the-beach vibe. I had some last night. I can't believe I didn't know you could buy these THC products online like this. Out-of-the-office gummies give you that warm, fuzzy, euphoric microdose feeling without sending you to the moon, Alice. You can go for a jog, you can watch your favorite TV show, or head out to a party, whatever. They taste amazing, they really do, and their effect is wondrous. Microdoses of THC keep me feeling good without the anxious thoughts. Soul can help with sleeplessness, that's what I use it for, anxiety, focus, and pain. And Soul's products are grown right here in the USA, organically farmed and gluten-free this holiday season. Give the gift of Soul. Head to GetSoul.com and use code TMOS for 30% off your order. That's 30% off your order using code TMOS. One last time, that's GetSoul.com and code TMOS for 30% off, ladies and gentlemen.
Mike, when I take those Soul gummies, I'll be honest, I feel silly.
You feel like going out and getting yourself a lady robot.
That's I do, indeed. Say, would you like a gummy lady?
We start today with Jamie Foxx. This took a long time. His Netflix special, been talking about Netflix a lot. They're not paying us anything. What had happened was finally hit Netflix yesterday, and now we know why he was in the hospital fighting for his life last year. Jamie said he had a bad headache on April 11th and asked a friend for an aspirin. But before he could even take it, he was unconscious, and he would remain that way for almost 3 weeks. It turns out he had a brain bleed that led to a stroke and then a coma. I'm going to continue with this story, but my question is, why did it take this long? Why did it take so? What was the state secret? I mean,
Mike,
it would have been
fine
if he said that an hour after it happened, right? Mike, or they said it is.
My soul, as you know, my soul is blacker than a thousand midnights.
You think
and
he's lying?
I do think there is some cover up here.
Because didn't we get the tease that he was poisoned?
Or that he was beaten up by P. Diddy's.
Right.
Yeah, there were so
P.
many
Diddy
things out there.
Story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, he said it's a coma. He said it was oddly peaceful being unconscious. Quote, I saw the tunnel. I didn't see the light. Okay, Rob makes sense with that. It was hot in that tunnel.
And all of this, Mike, is on the. It's a special.
He's promoting his. I get it.
Yeah.
He said, quote, I looked at the end of the tunnel and I thought I saw the devil. Like, come on. Or is that Puffy?
See, he's trying to do shtick.
What's
he's trying
on?
To do shtick.
At the end of the show, Fox thanked his doctors, nurses, God, the city of Atlanta, and everyone
Megan
who
Fox.
Prayed for his recovery. As he shook hands with people in the audience, he said, quote, thank you for my body. Thank you for my soul. So there it is.
It's a nice little story with a nice red ribbon on it for Christmas with a guy that's got a new special on Netflix, and I'm not buying it.
I'm not prepared to argue that. Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly have broken up again.
Megan.
This time it's a little different because, well, there's a baby on the way. Sources say they ended things
Machine
while
Gun
they
Baby?
Were... It's a robot baby. They ended it while they were in Vail, Colorado over Thanksgiving, supposedly because Megan saw something on MGK's phone that she didn't like.
Damn it.
MGK left the vacation early, and they haven't seen each other since. Megan announced her pregnancy in early November, and the baby is due in March. So we're going to have to wait and see.
I hear that it wasn't the phone thing. I heard that MGK was flipped out by the ultraviolet light that shot out of her mouth.
Thank you for bringing that.
Thank you. And you know what? They did that a lot, and I had a theory on that. Is that they paid a lot of money for that effect somehow, so they wanted to see everybody with the blue light in her mouth. Hey, you got Nanny Robot.
Thought that. I swear to God, I thought about you when they did that. That's funny. They say everybody's got a price, and that theory is about to get seriously tested. Hmm. A producer named Danny Rossner. Hello, I'm Danny Rossner.
Or it could be Mike. Hello, I'm Danny Rossner.
Hey, this is Danny Rossner. They're garbage cans.
That's all they are.
Producer named Danny Rossner wants to get Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie back on screen together, and he's offering them a fortune to do it. The movie is called Hotel Martinez, and it tells the true story of a hotel owner and his mistress in France during World War II. Rosner notes that Brad makes around 20 mil to 25 mil per movie, and Angelina is in the 15 million range, and he's offering them 50% more. That would mean up to $37.5 million for Brad.
Hello, and this is Rosner and Partners. Yes, that's
Danny
right.
Rosner. Rosner Incorporated.
Pay bump. Yeah. I'm offering that pay bump, but they've got
$22 million for Angelina. Oh, and there will be grinding. He says, quote, "It's not salacious, but there are very heavy love scenes in it."
Hello, this is Mr. Rosner calling for Jolie. Jolie, how do you feel about heavy petting?
Come on, heavy petting. We'd like a heavy petting.
This is mostly for me, Danny Rosner, but I would love to have a movie with a heavy petting.
You're making that picture, or I'm not Danny Rosner. And once again, it's all, you know, sometimes when I do the news, yeah. I'm thinking what you always say, that there's always an underlying...
An angle.
You know, angle where they're grifting on you.
Yeah.
This is the same thing, but I like it anyway, but I know exactly what they're doing. One of James Earl Jones' most iconic voiceover roles was Mufasa in the 94's Lion King, and in the CG animated version in 2019. He sadly passed away in September. He will be honored in the upcoming CGI prequel, Mufasa the Lion King. At the beginning of the film, his Look at the Stars speech from the 94 version will play over a black screen. That's the one where Mufasa tells young Simba, quote, "Whenever you feel alone."
Well, hold on. I've got a system. Oh, don't cheat, Mike. I love it when you do it the old-fashioned way. Ladies and gentlemen, James Earl Jones.
Whenever you feel alone, Simba. Wait, that's a little trick. Simba.
Hey, I just realized. Hey, James, how are you?
Hi, Rob.
I just realized that the name Simba has the word Sim in it. Are you a robot lion?
I have blue light coming out of my mouth.
Every time you roar.
It's a terrible effect.
That is, Mike. Poor man's
anyway,
laying in the ground
it'll
dead.
Run, and after it, there'll be a message of reason, remembrance of James Earl Jones. Jones did not record any new material for the prequel. Young Mufasa is voiced by Aaron Pierre from Rebel Ridge.
Hello, my name is Aaron Pierre, and I am the voice of the lion.
Anybody know him?
No.
No, not at all. I looked him up. Nothing major in his career.
And then, of course, they decided to throw in Mufasa, the Lion King. Hits theaters next Friday, the 20th.
Hi, this is Danny Rosner. Did Disney have to pay him for that voiceover? Did they own it outright?
This is Danny Rosner. I am tired, and I'm tired of begging, Angelina.
I'm tired.
I'm tired of begging you.
I'm glad they didn't do an AI voice.
Yeah,
to keep James Earl Jones alive.
Nice. I think it's true. A good thing. Mm. A man who won $197 million in lottery jackpot is suing California because he says he's entitled to twice that. Let's explain.
All right.
Or try to, because it's very weird and odd and mysterious, all those things. Last week, we heard about a missing lottery ticket worth $197 million that expired this past Saturday because the winner hadn't come forward. A year ago, in December of 23. Two tickets were sold at a gas station in Encino that hit the $395 million jackpot. But months went by with no one claiming the prize. In June, a man named Faramarz Lahijani submitted one of the winning tickets. He got half the prize, $197.5
million. Makes perfect sense, yes.
Last week, it sounded like the other ticket would go unclaimed, which was odd, considering they were sold at the same random little gas station. Something seemed amiss.
Yeah.
Turns out there was. One day before this deadline, the winner of the first jackpot sued California, arguing that he is entitled to the full jackpot because he bought both tickets. The man said he's used the same numbers for 30 years, but lost one of the tickets. And even though he can't produce it, he should get both halves. The guy hasn't given an interview, and lottery officials won't comment on it publicly, so there are still some nagging questions that we don't have answered yet. So what do you say to that?
I think that if he had bought two tickets, he would have kept them together. That's just my thought. But also, in this age of electronics, if they know when and where the tickets were bought, you know there's security footage of it.
Would there be a timestamp on there?
Of course. I mean, well, they're able to figure out where he bought it.
Yes, but those cameras over right after 60 days.
Even at this store?
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying in general. Some stores are even less.
You know, you have to look at it. You know, a lot of questions.
I think if the other ticket didn't show up, I think he's deserved the rest of the money also because there's no one to split it with.
Well, here are the questions that are relevant to this argument here or this debacle or this mystery. Why did he buy two tickets to begin with? Why did it take him 6 months to submit the first winning ticket? Why would he not file a lawsuit the day before? Why would he file a lawsuit the day before the deadline? Why would he wait that long?
Because his robot hid his ticket.
Right.
He's been
searching his house.
That's remember, right. Rob, her name is Alice.
That's
you
right.
Should have remembered that. Very I'm important sorry. To the plot. Yeah. Hello.
But what Go are the chances Alice. Of two winning tickets being sold at the same convenience store?
Yeah, with the same, I mean, in sequence with the same numbers that this guy's been playing for 30 years. I bet they know him at the convenience store. That's they should call the owner of the convenience store.
And doesn't the ticket have a barcode? So can't they tell if it's the winning ticket was sold right after the first ticket?
I don't know.
Does it open up into a larger prize?
I don't know. I just don't know. Finally today,
this is Danny Rosner. I found the ticket in my desk. I'm Danny Rosner, and I want to make sure that Angelina takes my call.
Is it Angelina or Angeliner?
Angelina Yoli. Angelina Yoli.
Take my call.
Why won't Angelina take? This is Danny Rosner. I have been trying for 3 weeks to get Angelina on the phone. Well, let me talk to Brad then.
I'm in.
He's not available either. Don't you know this is Danny effing Rosner?
So I'm to believe that Danny Rosner calls one office and Angelina and Brad are both in the office. But neither will take his call.
Hating each other.
Exactly. Pointing at each other.
Anyway, we got to get the final story
yes,
on
let's
here.
Do.
Scientists have discovered a weird and wacky quirk regarding how poison frogs have sex. Several species of male poison frogs use a swollen fingertip to pass pheromones into the female during sex. Possibly changing her behavior. That's according to a paper in. You still subscribe to the Journal of Molecular Ecology, don't you, Rob?
I just take the weekly. I don't do the daily anymore.
These pheromones may make the female more receptive to mating or even change her behavior afterwards. In the paper, the researchers described how the males of several species of neotropical poison frogs.
Yes.
That was the name of my I was competing at the time with the Rainforest Cafe.
Oh, I thought it was a band.
Yeah, you're familiar with Senor Frogs. I thought I could combine both wonderful theme restaurants, and mine was named Neotropical Poison Frogs. Great margaritas.
Can you do Jello Shooters?
Green.
Of course.
Green. Neotropical Poison Frogs often appear to have a single finger swell up during mating, which the males will place near the female's nose during sex. The researchers suspect
what is the matter with you?
The males may be transferring some kind of pheromone to the female from this bulbous gland. Listen, all I know is on the occasion that at American University, I would be pursuing a young lady and say, smell my finger. It never worked out really well. It never worked for me one single time, damn it. I don't get it. I tried like hell. I really did.
Mike, maybe you need a new finger cologne.
Yes, finger cologne. Dip it. Dip it in the John Paul Gaultier, Michael. That's a little cologne reference for my son. Oh, I got to tell you something about him when we come back right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. Hey, everybody. How would you like to be the most interesting person at the holiday party? How would you like to be as interesting as Danny Rosner?
Oh, I'd love it. Are you kidding me?
Leave the ugly sweater at home. Just show up with a bottle of wine from an independent winemaker with a truly unique story. We're giving naked wines to all of our friends during the holidays.
Great gift.
We are so confident that people that love wine are going to love Naked Wines. It's fabulous. This podcast is sponsored by Naked Wines. It's a subscription service that seamlessly connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet, so you get a case of the market's best quality wines for a fraction of the price you'd normally pay in stores. With our code, you can get 6 bottles for just $39.99. And imagine that. I mean, imagine we go out and buy for $40 that you could get and send people 6 bottles of great wine.
It's a
no-brainer.
Every bottle that comes in this set is going to taste like a $50 bottle of wine. And
it's
you're
fantastic.
6 for that
Naked
cost.
Naked Wines believes that great wine is an experience that helps you connect with your friends, family, and community over a shared bottle of the grape. Turn off the noise in the outside world and uncork a bottle to celebrate the little joys in life. Plus, you can pause or cancel at any time. Tis the season to join the Naked Wines community. Head to nakedwines.com/TMOS and put in our code TMOS for both the code and the password. You'll get 6 bottles of wine, $39.99, shipping included. That's nakedwines.com/TMOS and the code TMOS for 6 bottles of wine, $39.99. Have a drink. Have a drink and enjoy. Yeah, my son, they're doing, I think it's Thursday at school. I love these teachers. His teacher's fantastic.
They're all Sims, aren't they?
They're all Sims. And one of the teachers is doing, the homeroom teacher, is who's also the history teacher, is doing a Secret Santa, and they've already picked out their Secret Santa. I asked Michael, who it was. He got one of the girls in his class who asked for, like, can't. Stop it.
This is the way romances
behave
start,
behave yourself,
Mike.
Perv. Will you please? Okay.
It's
lawn
sweet.
On the front yard, sign in the front
it's,
yard.
It's
on
perfect
the lawn.
For fifth grade.
Yeah, it's sweet.
That's how you can make a move.
Secret Santa.
And by the way, let the record reflect it was Josh who said make a move, not me. I just was looking for friendship.
You're both nasty, man.
No.
Here it is. He found out what the girl put on her list, and then he's supposed to write his. He doesn't know who his Secret Santa is yet. But for the girl, she put, like, candy, slime, and some, things you could go and get at a dollar store.
Right.
So I said to my son, I said, what did you put for your potential Secret Santa? He put this. I am not kidding you what he put down.
What?
An electric scooter.
Again?
Cologne. That's the cheapest one. And anything electronic. I said, Michael, that's not polite. You're not supposed to do that, for God's sake. Come on.
Mostly 10s and 20s. That's what I put on my list.
God, it's just weird. I'm with
Michael here. I had trouble, too. I'm in a Secret Santa, and it said a $25 limit. And I was annoyed because anything under $25, I'll just go buy myself.
That's true. That's very true. And also, I mean... I don't think the idea of a Secret Santa should be putting in stuff that you want. Part of the secret is getting something that the people think you would want.
I think the idea is when you're with a bunch of people where you don't know each other really well.
Yeah. I think it's great to surprise people.
Yeah, but I think with a school, just to make sure it goes smoothly and do that. But I, my
we
kid
did
was
it in
shooting
my,
for the stars.
In my fifth grade, we did a Secret Santa, and we had to put down what I wanted. And I wrote, I thought, what was a very reasonable request. Was a vape pen.
There you go.
Thank you.
With THC in it.
Mike, but it tasted like cinnamon.
Cinnamon? You can eat.
Have you had any Cinnamon Toast Crunch lately?
I have not. However,
good
the captain.
Uh-oh, the crunch berries?
You know what? We are in a period in this household yes. where I told you I went to the grocery store to get fixins
right.
for the spaghetti and
spaghetti and Mike balls. Yeah,
I also went down the cereal aisle with reckless abandon, and the cereal aisle is well, we're out of the large size, by the way, which is complete BS now. It's yeah. I knew my family liked cereal. I thought it was really time to get to the grocery store and find out just how much could they consume in one particular week. We all like cereal, and we all care about certain cereals that have sugar content. But who's going to eat the most? That's what I wanted to know. Oh, does it end after that? It doesn't
well,
go to the
second
stand.
I gave you a cold ending. I can okay. start it again if you want. I liked how it ended, though.
It's too late. So. Next time. I will tell you Raisin Bran, which was the healthiest. Let's see. Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I mentioned this yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Frosted Flakes and the Cap'n Crunch with Crunch Berries.
Yeah.
Carla comes to the table with a little tiny bowl. And I said, what's that? She said, that's the last of the Crunch Berries. I said, that meant you had to eat them before. She said, well, maybe I did. I said, well, you're a cereal terminator. And she never claims that she eats the stuff or drink. And she never claims she drinks Diet Coke. But they mysteriously walk out of the house each and every week. That's what happens with us.
Doesn't she pour Diet Coke over her Crunch Berries?
You can. Have you ever poured a soda over dry cereal?
No. You have?
No.
It's in a pinch, you can do it. In a pinch, you can do it.
Well, yeah. In a pinch, you can put it in your ass, too. But, I mean, you don't want to.
No, it's yummy. It works.
All right.
It works. You know what doesn't work? And they talk about doing this all the time. Orange juice over cereal.
That's what I don't like people do.
Who does that?
I've seen people do orange juice. I don't get it.
Too tart. It's too tart to work.
Well, I put orange juice over cereal, except for cereal, I mean vodka. And then it's delicious.
No, it is really okay to put another fluid. All you're doing is
don't
moistening.
Talk about fluids and
moist. You're moistening the cereal. And I know people.
I'd
some
rather
people
have
hate
it
the word
dry.
Moist.
I'd rather have it dry. Thank you.
But you can try it. I would be willing to do that. I could do it right now. I
do.
Could
do
it. No, but let's see if it was crunch. But I can do it with Frosted Flakes. Oh, that's do it with Frosted
and the world, Mike, worlds are turned on such phrases.
Tomorrow on the show,
yeah,
I will bring in cereal with a Diet Coke, and I will bring in my regular Frosted Flakes.
Yeah,
if they're not consumed before the evening is over, and I will bring it in, and I guarantee you, I will eat the entire bowl right here on this show because it's fine. It's right. It'll teach people.
Then,
it's
a,
and
yes.
tomorrow,
will you have
Mike,
a bowl of
like what?
A bowl
Wait,
of sugary
on.
Diet Coke
what, Josh,
left over.
What?
Will you hold have on. A bowl of sugary Diet Coke left over in there to drink afterwards?
Oh, yeah. I'll drink
like
it.
Like with Frosted Flakes, you normally get that sugary milk when
yeah.
you're
there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll enjoy it. It'll probably break down the sugar a little quicker with the Diet Coke. That's the way it works.
Mike, and in show of solidarity, tomorrow I will bring down some hamburger helper in a box and a cup of warm urine.
You think it's that gross?
I could not eat Diet Coke on cereal. No, no.
Could you eat regular Coke on cereal?
No, no. You drink cereal is designed to go with one fluid, and that, Mike, is moo juice. And if you don't have it, you're out of luck.
Do not fear change, Rob. These things are. And by the way,
no, that's
I'm
not change.
Yes, but no. it's in a pinch. In a pinch, if you need to
so
have.
So much pinching going on. Why are you running out of milk?
I've eaten dry cereal, too. But really, if you really want to have. And by the way, you can just put a tiny bit of it on there just to give a little liquid component. That's it.
But that's too tangy.
God, I want to do it right now, but I'm not going to. I'm not going to. I need to take my shot.
It's tomorrow, isn't it?
Actually, it was supposed to be yesterday. That's when I was supposed
to. Oh, Mike, you're running out of milk. You don't have your shot. What is the matter with you?
Well, life is just terrible. We have to take a break. When we come back, we have to talk about drones in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Josh was curious about this, and so am I. So we'll talk about that. And also the healthcare exec murder. A little too much coverage, but also
a
weird reaction by a lot of health insurance people. Online, you can eat. We'll be right back. Hey, listen up, holiday maniacs. DermGlow Skin has always been about helping others to be their best. Now, DermGlow can help you be the best gift ever. Treat someone to an e-gift. You mean DermGlow can help you be the best gift ever?
Gift giver. You it can says, give.
Derm has always been about helping others be right. their best. Right. Now, DermGlow can help you be the best gift giver. That's what yeah. I said. I yeah. read it incorrectly. My apologies. Treat someone to an e-gift card or stuff their stocking with eye masks, face masks, SPF sun care, lip plumber, body
with
oil.
What?
You know that? Who's the guy that was in Princess Bride?
Oh,
And you're the one that's going to do yes. the poison. Oh, or stuff their stockings up. With eye masks, face masks, SPF sun care, lip plumber, body oils, sour oils,
you name it. Carla's got it. She'll ship it anywhere. How would you like to lose those holiday pounds before you gain them? DermGlow Skin has the help you need. Semaglutide or tirzepatide delivered.
Yes.
What's that? Wallace Shawn.
Wallace Shawn, thank you.
Yes. And that's why, to lose your weight, go to DermGlowSkin.com. Click the Weight Management tab at DermGlow Skin. If you need to lose 15 pounds or less, then click on the Longevity tab. But that's not all.
You can level up with PT-141 for enhanced sexual health, B12 for a natural energy boost, NAD Plus to tap into the fountain of youth, and Samorolin and Synapsin to banish brain fog.
Yes.
Everything ships straight to your door, so there's no reason to wait. Have questions? Carla's got you covered. Start your journey to a better you. Age well with peptides. I'm Mike O'Mara, and I've lost so much weight that you can call me Hot Frosty. The only anatomically correct snowman in town. Remember, you'll need 2 carrots to build Hot Frosty. Now, go in peace.
Mike, 1 carrot is for his nose. That's right.
All right. Before we get to the drones in New Jersey, you're hearing a lot about the blowback for this murder that took place. Apparently, there are millennials who are... I wouldn't call it supporting it, but they are indicating that this CEO had it coming. Listen, I was a client of United Healthcare. They were bad to me, very bad to me. It involved our pregnancy with Michael, and when it wasn't covered and we thought it should be. Can you imagine if we started to bump off every corporate head of a company that we felt wronged by? You'd have mass murder each and every day. So I guess these people are saying things, Josh, like he got what was coming or that type of thing. Is that what's going on with
exactly.
this?
And there's now a give, send, go for the assassin trying to raise $200,000 saying thank you for your service.
He's the richest man in Maryland. I mean, he doesn't need any help with that. His parents are absolutely loaded. I think they have 2 buildings named after them. And is it Loyola that they went to? I mean, they are a very plugged-in family. The
is
thing
this
that,
the and gifts that, and go? Is this for the guy that got killed or for
the shooter?
Yeah, so what does it have to do with him being wealthy?
Well, I mean, he doesn't need $200,000.
But, I mean, they're not raising it for the – they're raising the money for the shooter.
The shooter's wealthy.
The shooter comes from
the
all
shooter
kinds
is
of money.
Wealthy. Yeah. I thought you were saying the CEO is sure. Give us – I am so sorry, Rob. Tell us what that – what is that again? I'm sorry. My sincere apologies.
That's all right. That. He comes from a very moneyed Baltimore area family. Their family owned WCBM Radio. They own 2 country clubs. They have donated, I believe it's Loyola University, but they have donated 2 buildings that are named for them on a college campus. They have tons of cash.
Isn't his cousin like a Maryland senator or
something? Yeah, a state senator. I believe he's cousins with a state senator.
And so he doesn't need any money. Is there a groundswell of support online for this kid too?
Because, well, the groundswell that I've seen from the younger people is that he's good looking.
Right.
And they're talking about his abs and all this stuff. And this murder, I mean, I'm a big fan of telling a joke that's too soon. I think it sometimes breaks a lot of ice and it softens the blow. But this truly is too soon, and there's no end game that's good. This is a murder. This is the Wild West. This is not someone who was wronged personally by this guy. This is a guy who shot a guy that's associated with something he's unhappy with. And people are not, I don't feel they are looking at this guy that was killed as a human. I mean, he's a person with a wife and a family, and he was shot down on the streets of New York.
Yeah,
it's
and
not
as
okay.
I said, if we run around with, you know, and by the way, yes, healthcare grievances can be life and death grievances. They can.
Sure.
They can. And I think I'm the first one. Stand in line when you're talking about bitching about the healthcare insurance industry. It sucks. It's horrific. It needs to be reformed. It still needs to be reformed. It's messed up. There's corruption. There's insensitivity. I have met people in the HMO biz, and there's some of the nastiest efforts you will ever come across. But this sets a precedent. Is there any talk about copycats when it comes to this type of thing? That there's concern.
I haven't heard anything
about
that.
It's going to open up the idea.
Yeah,
where we're, you know,
there
go.
Is because all the other healthcare companies have removed their board of directors and CEOs off their website,
so they can't be tracked.
So they can't be tracked down and by a copycat. So at least. The internal security is concerned.
The good news is that at michaelmarishow.com, we have a new tab with all of the CEOs listed.
Yeah, we'll provide it for you.
Yeah, and home addresses. That's a joke. It's not
hey,
right.
Hey, Xfinity, I'm really glad you helped me out, though. Thank you. I'm happy with them now. I really
am. They live to know another
day. But you hear about it all the time. Denials.
Yeah.
Not providing that. This sounds to me, if you came from a moneyed family where health care would be provided no matter what happened because of your financial station, that perhaps that speaks more to me just on the surface. And I have not read enough about it to know, but the mental fitness of the individual. This guy is a disturbed person that did this, and he spiraled.
If you get a chance, Mike, look at his valedictorian speech for when he graduated from his moneyed boys' school. It's horrifying.
In what way is it horrifying?
The first thing he says is, I want to talk to our parents, the ones who sent us here. We know that was not, he said it in such a way that it was like not an insignificant financial offering. He's about money. I mean, if he brings money into the.
But I have a question for you. Why is that horrifying?
Because you're seeing this guy that seems like he's normal. And he's valedictorian of a bunch of allegedly very smart people. And then a few years later, he's killing a guy.
But does he? Okay, that's why.
I mean, that's horrifying.
He doesn't say anything.
No, he doesn't say anything that is like, his closing words are, watch out, CEO of Healthcare Paces.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night. And he drops the microphone.
He does. No, there's nothing per se horrifying about the text of it, but you get a real. It's like when you see the picture of John Lennon and Mark David Chapman moments before Lennon was shot.
Yeah,
and you say,
it.
This guy is just, he's right there. It's horrifying.
You know, when it comes to this situation, though, you know, this is what I can't stand about. Murder coverage in the end. If somebody's attractive,
oh, they love
it. If somebody's even reasonably, it just gets blown out. Now, first of all, it's because he was a moneyed CEO of a huge company. But also, as soon as they find out the guy's good looking, the story just explodes. We're weird.
Yeah,
we are moments
from him being arrested, the meme was photoshopping his hot pictures with you and show, oh, here's my fake cover that he was with me that night.
Yeah. Yeah, and then there's this really shocked me is that at least two fast food restaurants have put out X or Twitter or whatever it is listings that say, hey, at Burger King, we don't snitch. Do you realize that the employee at McDonald's is key in getting this entire investigation to a close?
Well,
it's
upside down. It's a bizarre world.
And that McDonald's is getting bomb threats and death threats and everything now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. So weird. So weird. Oh, my God. I mean, we're just...
What a great country.
Everything's upside down. Everything's completely upside down. What about the drones in Jersey, Josh?
Yeah,
we only have a couple of seconds here to talk about that.
Over the weekend, and I guess it's been for a few weeks now, there were over 50 truck-sized drones spotted in New Jersey. Truck-sized drones, to the point that government is coming out in New Jersey, and the governor said they are very sophisticated. The minute you get on their... your eyes on them, they then go dark. The FBI has had to come out and say, we don't think anything's in danger, but we continue to report them to us. And there's senators and mayors of New Jersey calling for a state of emergency for this, for New Jersey, to figure out what's going on with these drones.
So they don't know the origin of the drones?
They don't know anything about them.
But they're huge and
truck size. They say they are truck size. All we have are a couple pictures where you see like a square with four lights in the corners.
And nobody knows what's going on.
Nobody knows what's going on. They're worried about some military spots in New Jersey. And I guess Trump has a golf course up there that they've been spotted at as well.
They're going to bomb the golf course.
They're either going to bomb the golf course or the people that make pork roll. It's
they've been
big
spotted
deal.
At Picatinny Arsenal and then also the golf course.
Wow.
And the FAA has now restricted a drone flights from all those locations, but they don't know what it is.
But not a UFO, because it has been identified.
It has identified as a drone, yeah.
Right.
Truck size. You could sit on that. Right.
Right. So they don't know.
That you can
I think the real fear is that it's a foreign country.
Yeah.
Boy, that's not exactly inconspicuous. You know, come on, State Department. Come on, military. Pay attention to what's
going
on, eh?
They would work harder on it if the drone was handsome and had abs.
Well, and that's the weird part is our airspace is so restricted that the FAA knows. And like a company can't fly a test drone without notifying the FAA.
We had one down in Florida recently, actually near us, that was about, not truck size, but it was about Prius size. It was about a Prius size. It was being driven by Megan Fox. Because that's all we do on this show is callbacks.
Right. Mike, you could tell
when
from the blue light.
Yes. When you read the next spot.
The blue light, and she was showing her way by opening her mouth going.
Mike, when you read the next spot, I'm going to step away for a second, but I'll be back before the spot's over.
All right, very good.
Just so as you know.
Rob's taking a dump.
No, I'm not.
I'm running back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, everybody. Do you have shoeboxes full of old videotapes and photos with memories you'd love to share with the family this Christmas? Better Homes and Gardens called Legacy Box the most sentimental gift to give this holiday season. There has never been a better time to preserve your past with Legacy Box. Legacy Box is a simple and safe way to digitize your treasured videotapes, film reels, and photos. Everything is done by hand right here in the U.S. You go to their website. You click on the box that you want. They send you the material. You put it in the box. You send it to them. And then they take care of the rest, giving you all your media. Digital copies that will always be protected from floods, mold, even decay over time. Great website. Send in your legacy box filled with your old VHS tapes, your camcorder tapes, your pictures. The team professionally digitizes everything by hand in the USA, and then you get it back on the cloud. In my case, I got a thumb drive too, along with my originals. Think of all the Christmas mornings you recorded. Relive those with the family this holiday season with Legacy Box. Digitize your videos of Rob discovering that he's a bastard.
Ah.
He wrote that, ladies.
What did I write?
Gentlemen. You're a bastard.
Oh, I am. Look it up.
You've heard about Legacy Box all year, but now's the best time to digitize your memories. Hurry, this $9 deal won't last long. Head to legacybox.com/TMOS for early access to our best deal of the year. Don't wait, ladies and gentlemen. Secure your digitized memories by Christmas at legacybox.com/TMOS. That's legacybox.com/TMOS. Do it, do it, do it, do it.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Kiss FM.
My apologies for my absence. Once again, a lesson. Do not take your Lasix before the show.
Rob had to go winky tink. It happens to the best of us.
Yeah, yes, it's only the second time it's ever happened during the show, though.
Really?
So I feel a little bad.
Are you concerned that the first time was like 2 weeks ago?
The first one was in the first act of today's show.
I feel as though I should invoke the movie The Right Stuff, Rob, when I say if it was that bad. Go in the suit. Request permission to relieve bladder.
Mike,
yes.
This is so it's funny that we were talking about robots and stuff. There is a robot that they put out for kids a couple years. It's called Moxie. And Moxie costs $799. But
it's a soft drink, Rob.
Mike, Moxie is great.
Moxie Cola.
Moxie, and they mix it with that brand. It's a popular one in Maine. Do they mix it with anything? I'm trying to remember.
You mean booze?
Yeah.
I think so. I think you can put
Moxie
like,
is great. It tastes like bitters. It's really, I love it. But anyway.
You put Captain Crunch on it.
Mike. Yes. Moxie cost $799, and because, and Josh, we have a picture, don't we?
Yeah, I've got it. I've got it right
there. It is. Yeah, that's Moxie, Mike. And okay. One of the things about Moxie is it would Bluetooth to the internet and learn and talk to your kid, really essentially becoming your kid's friend. Uh-oh. But the company went under, which means they have to close down the server, which means every kid that has a friend named Moxie, Moxie is going to die. Moxie is just going to stop. And this is really sad because, you know, they're kids and they've built it. And so this is a sample of what it might sound like.
My name is Moxie. I'm a new robot. What is your name?
I'm Riley.
I love stories. Would you read a story to me?
That was created by Mr. Spiewak.
So please, please be careful if you buy your child a Moxie because it's going to die. It's going to die.
Oh, man, that's nasty. That's
Now, speaking of AI and robots and things like that, we got things that are just creepy to look at. Did you see the new Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg gin commercial?
I have not. They have a new gin. Oh, I like gin. That's
yeah, good. But they went with a marketing stunt that is a little weird, and that is they're going to a bar to meet AI Frank Sinatra and AI Sammy Davis Jr. Oh. And it looks wrong.
All of these guys.
I heard those are the new gangsters in town. Tell those guys we'd like to meet them.
I have a couple gentlemen over at the bar that would like to meet you all.
Frank. Snoop. Sammy.
Dre.
What are you guys drinking?
Gin. Still gin.
Still gin for everybody.
Doesn't look like right. Sammy or sound like Sammy at all.
I know. It's wrong. It's wrong on every level.
The Sammy was terrible. It was terrible.
Why AI when they could have gotten actors? Do a better job.
I think also
in Las Vegas, just to go to one of those shows.
Yeah, one of the shows.
Rat Pack. Right.
They the Sinatra. I don't know about the Davis family. Is Alto still with us?
Altavies?
Yes.
I don't believe Altavies. I have a glass of water, please. Who can make the sun rise?
But
sprinkle it with dew.
The Sinatra family was all in on this, which troubles me. Are they that broke that they need to license their dad? It's not a bad association to have. It's just so badly presented.
It was badly done, and I think when you're going to do that, and you're going to spend that kind of money for licensing and all that crap, you got to do it right.
Well, I'm sorry about that. I meant to hit remove. But yeah, it is. It's troubling to me. But speaking of rappers, Mike, LL Cool J settled something for us on TMZ.
Okay.
If you need to find out who the greatest rapper of all times is, at least he settled this.
You know, I'm going to say this with humbly, but I really mean this. I think one day people are going to wake up and realize that LL Cool J is the most important rapper that ever existed.
Mike.
Classy.
He's going to say it humbly, which I think is great.
Yes, that's as humble as you get. I'm the best there ever was.
Ever was. Have you ever, Mike, this is a loaded question, and of course it's rhetorical, but have you ever bought a car that you regret buying?
Yes.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
Well, absolutely. Here's a gentleman. I think he's in Utah, and he bought a Subaru Outback, which is a fine car. It's what I
drive. Excellent car. Absolutely incredible car. They're all over Maine because they deal with the elements better than most cars made.
I love it. It's a sensational automobile. But this guy bought used, and he wanted to return it, and they wouldn't take it back. So he did what anyone would do. Let's go to the dealership.
Oh, no.
He drove it into the dealership.
I want it, huh? I told you, mother...
Whoa! Whoa!
Call the cops!
Now, Mike, again, I've told you, my soul is very dark, but let me ask a question. Why were they videotaping the door when he crashed through, and why did he hit only a desk and not another car in the showroom? Let's look at it again and see if it possibly could have been staged, because the camera work is pretty good for someone who just drove into a dealership.
Yeah, let's look.
I want it, huh? I told you, mother...
Whoa!
Call the cops!
And that's the thing that gets me, is the person that says, call the cops. Because that sounds like that's his line.
Yeah.
But what's to benefit
you
from
there,
this?
You look at that, and it's usually the after effect, because how would someone know? I mean, the camera is looking at, unless the guy's
perfect.
driving around erratically outside. You have to know the full background of that, but
I guess
it still seems a little hinky. I agree with you.
He could have been inside arguing and went out and said, I'm going to just run my car through here.
He could have said that too. And they, well, we're going to videotape it if you're going to do that. Can we see it one more time?
And, and is he returning the jacket as well?
I know. I think the jacket he's going to hold on to. Wow. But what's the thing that troubles me is the guy that says, call the cops.
This is true. This
yeah.
is
all
true.
Right. Let's go.
I want the car. I told you,
motherfucker.
I want the car.
Whoa. Whoa.
Call the cops.
Wow. Listen, Gary Rosner, your line is call the cops.
This is Gary Rosner. I'm returning the vehicle.
Thank you. Thank
so
you,
anyway,
Gary.
I don't know what the dealership stands to gain from it, mm-hmm. but the whole thing seems off to me.
If he telegraphed it, it could be legit. Otherwise, okay. you might have a point.
Okay. And if I was him, I would have aimed for a car, not the desk.
And it says he was arrested.
Mm, okay.
But I haven't seen any... any photos? Or
but
anything.
Were the cops that arrested him? Did they look strangely like strippers?
Yes, sorry. They were. They were robotic.
So let's end. Open up your mouth. Let's see that blue light, Mike. This we're going to close with. A guy has a lovely girlfriend, but she's not from these parts. She's a foreign person. I think she's. I don't know where she's from. It didn't stay. But she is not American-born, so English is her second language. And he asks her to complete these common American phrases, sort of like a fill-in-the-blank. Let's see how she does.
It takes two to...
build a house.
It's like comparing apples to...
bananas.
The whole nine dwarfs. Jump from the frying pan into
your eyes
like a bat out of
the cave.
Curiosity killed
the cat.
Hey,
you're barking
hey,
up the wrong
dog. House. Person.
By the skin of your
arm, lips, tongue.
A bird in the hand is worth,
I don't know, $2.
That's fun.
She got like one that. Right, and then she drove her car right into a car dealership.
Awesome. That is fantastic. Hey, everybody, those bonus show subscription renewals are coming up. We want to urge each and every one of you to go to MichaelMaraShow.com and renew your bonus subscription. We appreciate that. That's how we keep this show chugging along. I don't want to, like, cast any doom or gloom over this issue, but... if we don't sell enough of them, we will be closing up shop.
Don't you have your own?
There it is.
Mike, don't you have your own Project 2025?
Yes. Yeah, I haven't revealed it. I haven't revealed it, and I'll never admit to it under oath, but we have that. So, Josh, did I leave anything out? Did I leave anything out with that? Anything you'd like to add to that bonus show subscription appeal?
You know, I'm going to... give in to the listeners a little bit and put out the cocktail hour on the bonus show this evening.
That's
a good reason to make sure you're up to date on your bonus show subscription.
Very good. Very good. So renew. And you can do it. Can they do it monthly or yearly? Is that the way that works?
They can. Yearly is only available in December and January.
Only available in December and January. Yeah. So act now. So be sure to do that. That is really, literally the backbone of this show and what keeps us going. And we want all of you fine people who are subscribers to re-up for another fabulous year of entertainment. For Rob Spiewak and Josh Soroka, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Merry Christmas, folks.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
I'm over here now.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Oh, you should see what it looks like from out here.
And what time did Mr. O'Mara's review come in last night?
Oh, he didn't come in here at all. We're all on computers now. You see, O'Mara wrote his reviews on his home computer and then sent it in here by modems over the telephone.
Oh, my goodness, how modern.
So what do you want me to do, drop my pants and fire a rocket?